Hello, welcome to the Drivecast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Beyond the Shallows, where we're looking at how Jesus called Peter, the apostle, from being a fisherman to becoming a fisher of men. And he learned to find life in Jesus, and he followed Jesus one step at a time. And that's how he grew in his faith from the shallow end of the faith pool to become one of the deep members of our faith that has impacted all of us today. The ascension is what we talked about on Sunday, and it after 40 days of Jesus meeting with his disciples, showing up and doing all kinds of things to let them know that he was alive, and he gives them a command that I want you to wait in Jerusalem, and then I'm going to come with a command, and the Holy Spirit's going to come. Here's what he says in Acts chapter 1, verse 6. He said, "So when they had come together, they asked him, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?' And he said to them, 'It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.'" Now, it's interesting, when you look at the passage, you realize this is the famous part where Jesus is talking to them before he ascends into the clouds, and the angel comes and tells him, "Hey, what are you doing?" And eventually, the Holy Spirit's going to come. We're going to talk about that next week. But I want you to think about this for a second. You know, you're the disciples. You've lived with Jesus for 3.5 years, doing ministry with him. He's been teaching you. He's your mentor. You're growing. And then you watch him die, right? You're devastated. But then you see him. He's risen from the grave. And over the course of, 4 or 5 weeks, he's just been showing up randomly and teaching you things and answering your questions and sharing all kinds of details with you. And then eventually he says, "I want you to go to this spot. I'm going to come and talk to you before I ascend to the Father." And this is what he says. "You're going to be my witnesses. You're going to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the other, uttermost parts of the earth. You're going to be my witnesses." But what was their question? Are you at this time going to restore, Israel, the kingdom of Israel? I want you just to think about that for a second, that, Jesus has this plan. He has this purpose for our life that's meaningful, that's important. And what do the disciples do? They immediately think of their first instinct gratification for their agenda, which is they wanted to see Israel restored. And Jesus, he doesn't even answer that. He's like, "Well, that has nothing to do with what I'm asking you guys to do." And isn't it like that for us? That when we look at Jesus, we have a tendency, when we recognize that he loves us, we recognize that he's risen from the grave and he's forgiven us of sin, and we want to know his purpose for our life. We want to know, "What do you want me to do, Jesus? What do you want me to do?" But deep down, we have this inner agenda that we want to propose onto him. Think of it like this, that, when Tammy and I, my wife, had two kids, automatically it changed the way we live. We have to provide for them. We've got to take care of them. We've got to, put things in place for them to succeed and thrive. And we want to provide a home for them. And, in essence, basically what we're saying to God is, "Please bless our agenda. We want to take care of our kids and provide." Now, those are all good things, right? Wanting the kingdom of Israel to be restored and Rome to be kicked out was a good thing, right? That the world would be better maybe if Rome wasn't there. And yet Jesus was saying, no, I have a purpose for your life. I want you to be my witnesses here, there, and everywhere. That's my purpose. And the Holy Spirit's going to empower you to do it. And I think deep down, though, where we struggle is we get so caught up in the short term that we lose focus on the progress that God wants for our lives and for his purposes. We lose out on the mission. And part of becoming deep in faith is getting past the immediate gratification things that we need. We have to submit those to the Lord and listen for his leading in our life and allow his leading to supersede even our immediate needs. He promises to provide for them. He promises to take care of them anyway. It's about focus. Lord, I pray that you help us to focus on you in the midst of a world where our immediate needs are constantly in our face. I pray, Lord, that you would teach us your purposes, that we would be your witnesses, that you would empower us by your Holy Spirit. But Lord, we wouldn't be distracted by short-term, lesser goals, but we would focus completely on what it is that you have for us and, being missionaries on your behalf. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Take a second and think about the things that you might project onto the Lord rather than listen for his will. Talk to him about those things as you finish up. Till next time. God bless.